What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sahil Sehgal Show, where we interview some unstoppable entrepreneurs who are dominating figures in their businesses. Sahil here, back again with an awesome, insane guest. We are interviewing Mr. Arwad today on our show. He's one of the men who absolutely knows how to have return on relationships and build relationships with so many big names out there using his unique ROR method. Personally, I love this topic of building relationship, and that's how actually I built up my whole coaching business around it, based on all on the true relationships. What's up, everyone? This is Sahil here, and welcome to the Sahil Sehgal Show, where I'm going to be interviewing some crazy entrepreneurs out there who started from scratch with no experience, resources, and connections, and then later on became unstoppable and dominating figures in their respective businesses. We're going to dive deep into the mindset of these super successful entrepreneurs to find out how they did it and how you can model it too. It's time to pick their brains and uncover all the strategies and tactics which these entrepreneurs use to scale their businesses from nowhere to multiple six, seven, and eight figures. Welcome to the Sahil Sehgal Show. Without any further ado, let's welcome the one and only Christopher Foss on our show today.
Hey,
welcome, Chris.
You know, I saw the intro video and I'm like, I thought two things. Number one, I'm like, I know a lot of those people. Those are some amazing people. And then I'm like, wait a second, I'm being interviewed. This guy interviewed all those people. Now he's going to interview me. What?
Absolutely, man. You earned it. It's a pleasure and honor to have you, bro.
That video, the intro video that you did, I mean, that's the essence of relationships right there. I mean, seeing you and those photographs of those people and the people that you've interviewed with, that's absolutely amazing. So I don't have a hat on, so I can't take, you know, virtually or, you know, take my hat off to you. That's incredible. And it's just great what you're doing. And thank you for having me here to take an opportunity to talk about something I'm very passionate about.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, man. And what you have done in the space is incredible using your unique method. I'm going to go dive deep into that. I'm going to give some massive gold nuggets to people out there who sometimes underestimate the power of relationships. All they think, you know, they have sometimes misconceptions or limiting beliefs around it. So we're going to break all those for our audience today. I'm going to start with, so Chris, like, when and how did this whole ROR movement started for you?
Yeah. And I love what you just said about we're going to crush some of those limiting beliefs, because people have, there is limiting beliefs, and we'll talk about this. Where does this all come from? So this started, I learned this as a child, and, you know, those critical years when you're young, you learn and you absorb things that your parents teach you, you know, other members of your family or friends. And so one thing I observed about one thing that my mom did is my mom always loved this phrase. And I believe it's by the gentleman that wrote Peter Pan. And he says, those that bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. And I love that quote, because when you really break it down, you know, if you bring sunshine into the lives of others, when we talk about sunshine, obviously we're not talking about sunshine. We're talking about when you bring light, when you bring happiness, when you bring positive things into someone's life, I love that. You cannot keep it from yourself. And what you're keeping from yourself, it could mean so many different things. It could mean a friendship. It could mean something monetary. It could be getting a new client. It could be doing a joint venture with somebody. And when you express love and gratitude and you pour into somebody else's life, it's absolutely impossible not to keep that from yourself. And so I remember I was a mama's boy. And I followed my mom everywhere, anywhere she had to do errands or stuff or go do things around town. I went with her, and it was only my brother and I, so it was only two children. It's not like my family where I'm crazy. And, you know, I have nine children. It was just my brother and I. And my mom would go to businesses, and she would do things for the businesses. So one in particular was a bank. So banking when I was a child is way different than how banking is now. Banking now is very global. It's impersonal. Everything's done online. You very rarely go into a bank. I mean, only when I go to the bank to do any transactions, most of the time it's someone that's over 50 years old that actually, I mean, young people are like, what do you go to a bank for? Why are you walking in there? You do everything online. You don't need to go to a bank. But so when you borrowed money and you made major transactions in banks, you went into the bank, and there usually was the owner of the bank or someone that was very high up in the bank that was part of ownership. And that's who you dealt with. Nowadays it's all electronic. So she would drop off gifts and treats, and during the holidays, not in the holidays, all different times she would do all these nice things for the people at the bank. And one time in particular, there was a check that she needed to deposit. And back in the day, when you brought a check in that was very large, they needed to pick up the phone and they needed to call the other bank and make sure that the check was good. Mm-hmm. And just enter it into a computer and scan the routing number and the account number and make sure it was okay. They actually had to call. So they couldn't get a hold of the right department at the other bank to find out if the check was good. So she came over and said, hey, I'm sorry, Mrs. Voss, but we can't get a hold of the other institution, the other bank, to see if this check is good. She said, hold on one second. So she walked around the counter and went over to the guy sitting over at the big business desk, and they had a little conversation. And then I heard the gentleman say, for Mrs. Voss, anything, whatever she needs. Huh? They came back around the counter and she said, Mrs. Voss, do you want that in big bills or small bills? And so observing that as a child, I learned a really valuable lesson. And that lesson is, people will literally do anything for you. People will walk through ponds full of alligators or walk through a flaming ring of fire for you. They'll do anything for you if they know that you'll do anything for them and if they know that you care about them. And so that bank manager was willing, or that bank owner, I know he was some high up. He was willing to put his reputation, he was willing to put himself on the line, because he knew who my mom was. He knew who she was, what she was made of. He knew that she was authentic. You hear that word, authenticity. How do you, when you reach out and build relationships with people, how do you make them feel that you're being authentic? So we'll talk about that. But he knew who she was. And the reason he knew that is because she served him first. And then there was a day where she was in need and he was willing to return the favor. They call it reciprocity. Reciprocity is a beautiful thing. People are wired within their DNA to return a favor, to do something back for somebody. And that's what's beautiful. But the problem is, if it doesn't come from the right place in the beginning, then it won't work. It has to come from the right place. And so those are critical things that we teach. People think that there's just, you just send people stuff. It's not just about sending people stuff. I mean, anybody can just send stuff, but it's sending the right thing, making the right touch, making the right connection. What is that right thing? You have to find out what that right thing is. And then when you do, you create an emotional response in a person and they'll do anything to help you. Mm-hmm. So that's where it comes from. It comes back from childhood that's where it's at.
Well, that's a powerful story. And right from the beginning, right from your childhood, you got this mindset or you got this epiphany, basically. Okay, now I see this thing happens. And it always works, I think, give and take in every aspect, like whether it comes to even engagement on your profile or whether it comes to you want to serve clients. So you have to give them free value in order to take something, like the currency exchange that you do and in terms of your services and all. So that's all right on the point. I love that thing. But next question is coming in my mind is when you are doing all this stuff, like you have done with big sharks out there, right? Big names out there. But how do you get the mindset that of like anyone is approachable? Because a lot of people have that limiting beliefs. That's what we started with. So how do you get that mindset of anyone is approachable?
You know, major limiting belief is people think that everybody does this. And that first thing is, no, everybody does not do this. And those that do it, I'm sorry, but they do it the wrong way. And they do it in a way that's offensive, or they do it in a way that turns, the last thing you want to do is turn somebody away or push them away or turn them off. And so, yeah, people, not everybody does this. And so the great thing about it is if you do it, you will be different than everybody else out there. I mean, there's such a demand right now for people's time. And there's so much noise out there. I mean, right now, what's big right now? AI. AI is, I mean, everyone's talking about AI, and everyone on the planet Earth is coming out with their AI course, and it's great. I mean, people are just, it's only been out for about 4 months. I mean, it's really new. There's all this noise and there's all this distraction. So with currently what's going on right now, or whatever's gone on in the past, how do you push through that noise? How do you rise above it? How do you stand out from everybody else? And where does it come from that anybody is touchable? It's when you do it the first time and someone responds to you and you're like, whoa, this person responded back to me. And you're like, wow, this really works. And so my grandfather, he died on his 100, no, he made it to 102 years old, 102, 103. I'm sorry. I'm 50 now. I forget things. My memory's not as good. I'm an older gentleman, but anyway, call it. He died when he was 102. His birthday was on the 13th of December. He died two or three days later. So he had his birthday, 102, and he died two or three days later. He wanted to make it to 102. So sitting next to him in his hospital bed at home, because he eventually was under hospice care at home because of all that, I'm explaining to my grandfather, who was 102, who was in World War II, a veteran, and this guy was incredible, went through the Great Depression. I'm explaining to him my online business of ROR, return on relationship, and helping people connect and helping people build relationships and how to do it. So I'm explaining to my grandfather how to do this. Now, the technical stuff was difficult for him because he didn't know what I was talking about, but he understood the concept. And he looked at me and he said, hey, my nickname was Mutt, because there's two cartoon characters from the old days called Mutt and Jeff. My brother's name was Jeff, so that meant I was Mutt. So my nickname was Mutt. So my grandfather looked at me and said, Mutt? He goes, what you just described to me is the old way of doing business. That's how I did business. That's how I conducted. And he owned a donut shop. He owned a TV repair place. I mean, he had all these different businesses. But I'm explaining to him, so my grandpa said, he said, in answer to your question, anybody on planet Earth is reachable and you can touch them, but you just have to touch them in the right way. You have to connect with them. All of us know there are times where you meet someone for the first time and you really connect with them and you feel, it's almost like there's a power cord going from you to them, and you're just connected and there's just flow back and forth. And the amazing thing that we learned from the pandemic and COVID is we all had to go online. There was no social, and there was no face-to-face. There was no person-to-person. And so the cool thing about it is, in answer to your question, everybody's human. There's the human factor. People are human beings first. And that's how we have to approach this relationship business is you approach it as you are human beings and you're trying to connect. And so many people are focused on what's the return and return on relationship, ROR, there must be a return, because if there's not a return, then the relationship is one-sided. And anytime the relationship is one-sided, what happens? Someone's like, hey, I don't want anything to do with this anymore. This is one-sided. I'm out. So you got to make sure there is a return. But when you do it right and you do it with authenticity and you connect with the individual and they are wired. And so it doesn't matter if it's Tony Robbins. It doesn't matter if it's Ed Milet. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's Russell Brunson. It doesn't matter if they're an A player, a B. I mean, wherever they're at in their journey, whether they're big, middle, or small, it's all the same thing. It's all about connecting. And once you make that connection and you do it the right way, then you have people that are willing to do anything to help you. And we all know in this world of business online or offline, see, this isn't just an online thing. If you're a person that you call on doctors, like right now we're helping somebody that calls on surgeons. They want the surgeons to buy their products. We're doing this. We're teaching them ROR. And these are doctors that walked into these are guys that are calling on doctors. So it works in a brick and mortar. You know, it just doesn't have to be online like what we're doing. It could be brick and mortar too as well. So yes, it doesn't matter who it is because they're human beings and they're wired just like us. And people want to return the favor. People are more than willing. You look at some of these guys, you're like, how in the world do they do that? They connected with the individual, and that's key.
So right. So on point. I agree. When you said that, like most people don't even do it. We were backstage. We were sharing story of that, how I texted Russell on Voxer. And within 5 minutes, I got a reply. I was not believing it. I was thinking like, he's never going to reply, or he's never going to look at his, like, who am I? He will reply back. And then within 5 minutes, I got a voice note from him. And I was like, ooh, it works. If I connected, all I just told him was the story of how I met him at FHL last year, how I got my first home here, and my wife was pregnant, and we're going to come all together at next FHL. So all that stories and sending a picture with him, that's definitely, it works. And there was another point you said that people don't do it in the right way. What is the number one mistake that you see when people try to do it? They make, like, what is the number one mistake people make when it comes to building relationships? What do you say on that?
I'll give you something. So all of the people that watch your show, which is amazing, you do an incredible job. You're a very good interviewer. I just want to say you do really good. And I just want to commend you for that. You do a great job interviewing people. So for those that are watching live or on the replay, you want to write this down. There's three W's. Make a kind of a W there. Okay. What, when, and why? And so the reason people make mistakes is they don't answer those three questions. What do you send? Why you're sending it? And then when you send it? And those are really key factors. If you can cover those, if you can cover the what, when, and why, that we call them the three W's. Mm-hmm. If you ask yourself the question, you know, what should I send? Why? What and why? And then the other question is when? When should I send it? Mistake that people make is they think like everybody else. And I go back to that mindset of what is in this for me. And the key thing is you have to get into the mindset of the individual. Like, you're married. Congratulations. You have a brand new baby, which obviously I like kids. And when I saw you talking about being a father and how much joy that it brings you, I'm like, yeah, I just know that joy that you're feeling. But when you dated your wife, when we all dated, we found out everything we could about the person that we're dating. What are they like? What's their favorite color? What's their favorite food? What's their favorite treat? Where do they like to go for? What do they like to do for fun? So you want to do everything you can to find out as much information about this individual that you want to build a relationship with, because they know when you reach out to them and you connect with them. Like when you reached out to Russell and you told him a little bit of your backstory, you told him about where you were and where you came. You know that that's important to Russell. Russell Brunson right now, he would never have to work another day in his life, right? We all know that. He's a very wealthy individual. So it's not about the money anymore. It's about helping people. It's about, he wants as many people as he can get to where he is, because that's his life mission. He wants people to be successful. He wants them to be financially stable. They can take care of their families. They can impact the world. Right. So when you shared that message with Russell, you knew that that would be important to him. Mm-hmm. You didn't reach out and be like, hey, Russell, here's me, and this is how awesome I am, and look at all these great things I'm doing, and I want you to look at me, look at me, look at me. You're like, hey, no, let me, something that you did, you know. So that's the key thing, is finding out as much information as you can about the individual. And a lot of people are like, oh, this feels creepy, you know, I feel like I'm stalking them, but I can tell you, when I popped the question to my wife to ask her to marry me, there was a lot of homework that I did before that, and a lot of work that I did to make emotional connections with her. But the only way I did that is I needed to get to know her. So people need to spend the time on getting to know the individual. And whether that's Tony Robbins or that's someone that just started out a brand new podcast, whoever it is, you need to spend the time. Spend the time to get to know. You want to try and think like they think. Mm-hmm. You know. And when you do that and you get to that point, then you have those aha moments, and then those things start to come to you. Of things, what, when, and why. And let me go back to the three W's for a second. the when sometimes is more important than the what and the why. Because if someone's going through something right then, that's a big part of their life. Or if someone's going through an emotional experience or something's going on in their life or something's going on with one of their children, like, I mean, some of these people that we both love and have mutual respect for, they're very active on social media and they talk about what they do with their families. They talk about things that are going on. So there's other things you need to learn in the university and our university. We teach people there's certain things that you don't do too as well. And there's lines that you don't cross. And you got to make sure that you never want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. And so there are, a lot of people, if you get to know somebody, you'll know, okay, no, I don't want to send that, or I don't want to do that. Or, whether you send it to their home or their office question, things like that. I mean, there's just things you need to consider. The only way that you know these things is that you do your homework and you spend your time and you get to know the individual. And once you do that, then you know the right move to do. But the when, and I'm teaching this soon. We're doing this little mini course soon. We're teaching people on how you can send a gift to somebody within an hour. Like if you see someone say something within 1 hour, you can get something in their hands. We've hacked a way that you can do this. And so say someone says, I could really go for some Reese's peanut butter cups. And my kids just ate my last Reese's peanut butter cup. And they do that on Instagram. You know what? If you could get a Reese's peanut butter cup in their hands within an hour of when they said that, you will absolutely blow their mind. And there's a way that you can do that. So that's why I say the win is sometimes more important than the what and the why, because the win ties into that automatically. So anyway, just pay attention to those things. Anyway, so hopefully that helps your audience. What, when, and why? Answer those three questions and you will be well off in the direction, far better off, because it's not just about sending stuff and sending swag. And I've had so many people tell me they have boxes in their office full of stuff that people send them. And Dream 100, as we talk about, is a great thing. And I'm not going to throw rocks at Dream 100 because Dream 100 is very important. There's a time and a place for everything. But the most important thing is don't make somebody a number. Yeah. Make them your friend. That's my soundbite. Don't make them a number. Make them your friend. If you make them a friend instead of a number, and Dream 100 is important. Make a list of those people you want to contact. But holy crap, who can come up with a list of 100? I haven't met one person yet. Well, okay, maybe one that actually has a solid list of 100 people. I know people in our industry that are big Dream 100 people and they don't even list of 100 people. So don't get overwhelmed with the list.
Yeah.
Keep it small to begin with. So anyway, I talk a lot sometimes and I apologize, but hopefully this is giving value to your people.
That's what the podcast is for. We're going to provide insane values to the people. Well, that's really beautiful. The what, when, and why concept that you shared. And you answered my follow-up question. Actually, I was going to ask this thing, like, what is the perfect time to send someone a thoughtful gift? But you already answered it. So just like keeping an eye on being an active follower to that person and see what's going on in their life and special occasion and all that. So that was important. A lot of time we don't think like that with that perspective, right? And that's cool. What do you think, what's stopping people to focus on building relationship, especially when it comes to online? I want to talk about, like, was this, as you mentioned, even the offline thing or the story that you shared, especially in the old times, people were highly, personal touch was there, whether it comes to banking example and all that. So what do you think now stopping people to focus on building relationships, especially online, and they're burning bridges? What do you say about that?
I think the biggest thing that stops people is they think, I really go back to that first thing, is they think that two things, everyone's doing it and it won't make a difference. They'll say, the other thing too is they think, they won't respond. Why bother? Because, and that's why I go back to what I said before. If you make this a part of your routine, and I am on a mission to get people to understand. I mean, there are so many things that can distract us. there are things that need to distract us. Like, you know, you need to know how to write good content. You need a good headline. You need a good hook, you know, hook, story, offer. You need all these things, because how in the world are you going to get anyone's attention about your stuff if you don't do that? But the thing that people avoid, and for the questions that you asked, relationship building and building your network of people is the very most important thing that anybody on planet Earth should be doing right now. Doesn't matter what you sell. Doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you coach. It does not matter. The most important thing is your network, because at the end of the day, your network equals your net worth. Your net worth as an individual is a complete mirror to your network of people. And Dale Carnegie, amazing person, such great knowledge and stuff from that human being. He says, you can, so I'll paraphrase his quote, but we're going to change it just a little bit so your listeners can apply this. You can gain more friends in 2 months by showing interest in them than spending 2 years trying to get them interested in you. So what I like to do is I like to drop out the word friends. You know, you can gain more podcast interviews. You can gain more joint ventures. You can gain more business. You can gain more anything. Fill whatever word you want in there. Mm-hmm. In 2 months by showing interest in others than spending 2 years trying to get them interested in you. So the biggest thing that holds people back is they think that the people aren't going to respond. And they're not. And that stops them. And a lot of people stop before they even start. And so my advice is, make this a part of your life. Make it a part of your DNA. Make it a part of what you do. And when that first person sends you a DM, it's the best feeling in the world. I was sitting, it was 11:30 at night, and I got a message from someone, and I'm not big on dropping names, so I'm not going to say who it is, but I got a message from someone. It was like 11:30 at night, and the message basically said this: Christopher, I just want to say, number one, I appreciate you and I love you. And I kind of feel bad because you serve me so much and you're so kind to me. And I've never really done anything in return to say thank you or to let you know that I appreciate how you've shown up in my life. And I just want you to know, please let me know if there's anything I can do for you. I mean, the magic words are, tell me more about what you do or tell me how I can help you. And so when the first person does that, for those of you that are watching, you're going to get fired up and you're going to be like, okay, I'm going all in on this. And so that will help crush that self, but you're never going to be able to crush that limiting belief until you actually do it. So I'm going to give a little bit of gold here for your listeners. Here's the best way to start. If those of you are watching right now, those of you are listening, if you just do this one thing, this is going to send you off in the direction of relationship building, and it's going to completely change your life and your business. Go to the store, buy a package of thank you cards, just a little package of thank you cards. They come in packs of like 10 and 20. And on the front of the card, there's all different ways. It just says thank you on the front. And then you open it up and it's blank on the inside and you write a note. Do 2 thank you cards a day. So write 2 notes. And when you first start off, have it be to a friend or a family member, because that's easy. Because some people are like, I can't think of anybody to send it to. So start with family and friends. Start with your doctor, start your chiropractor or your barber or whoever. And just write a little note, and you don't have to write this huge note, big long thing and blah, blah, blah. Cause people are like, oh, they don't want to read that much. Keep it short and just write a little note that says, hey, I appreciate you, or I have gratitude for you for this reason. And then just send it. And what's great is, here's the 2 things it's going to run. It's going to get you in a mindset of gratitude. You're reaching out to people. It's going to come from the right place, because you want to train your subconscious. You want to train that part of your body that you're reaching out is not from a selfish area. It's from a place of gratitude. And when it comes from the right place, here's the thing. The individual on the other end, they feel that. Like if you reach out to someone and you seem needy, or you seem like, oh, I really need this relationship, or I really need to have this connection with you, they'll feel that and it'll push them away. So anyway, go get some thank you cards, fill them out, and send them to people. And then if you ask yourself the question, well, how do I know where to send it? How do I get their address? Take our course. It will tell you how to get their address. But here, we're all about providing value. And I'll give you one more nugget for your people. Sometimes this works. write their name on the outside of the envelope and take a picture of it and then send it to them as a DM and say, hey,
cool,
I've got a note that I would like to send you. I have a thank you note I would like to send you. What would be the best mailing address to get this to you? And they're not going to always give you their home address, but they'll give you an address where they can receive mail. And so what we teach in ROR University and through the ROR method is we teach people how to find the addresses and to figure out where to send it and all those kinds of things. Those are all the mechanics behind it. But anyway, yeah, that if they do that, if you do these thank you cards and if you do this, it's going to help a whole bunch of different things. And I've gotten messages from people. You will not believe the responses that I'm getting back from just sending thank you notes. You'll be different than everybody else out there because they had to go buy this. They had to go buy stamps. They had to put a, they had to lick a stamp and stick it on here and they had to write their address. And then here's the other thing. People are like, well, how do they get in contact with me? There's a wonderful thing that naturally goes in a letter. When you send them a letter, what's in the top left-hand corner? Your name with your return address.
Yes.
So you can give, and see, that's the other thing too that we teach in ROR is you never want to give someone an assignment or you never want to make them feel like they have to respond. Because if you make, hey, I'm doing something nice for you, do something nice back for me, or I want you to respond to me, it takes away all the wonderfulness of it. But there's ways, there's subtle ways you can give them your contact information without making them feel like they need to respond. Never make anyone feel like they need to do anything back because it totally takes away from what you're doing. It's like, if I'm going to hand you a cookie and I'm like, where's my cookie? Like, well, what'd you give me a cookie for in the first place? So anyway.
That makes so much sense. And I'm getting some crazy ideas too to do that. We're going to plan something together. This method is powerful. And even the way when we both exchanged the addresses and all, I was like, that's a very cool way. Everyone needs to learn that thing. And anyone who is watching or listening, definitely go check out that. And this ROR University, where can somebody find more details, Christopher? Like, who is it for? Basically, you want to give a brief about it.
Thank you. So if you're in the brick and mortar, if you run a business where your feet are on the ground calling on places, or whether you're in the digital business, marketing business, this works for both. And so the best thing that I would suggest people to do is I'm very approachable and very reachable. So find me here on Facebook, send me a message over Facebook Messenger, and just tell me that you're interested in learning and going deeper about building relationships. And I will, me, not a team, hop on a video call with you, and I'll find out what it is that you need help with, and I can steer you in the direction. Maybe it's something that you can do on your own, or maybe, you know, some people are like, I love the people that are like thinking really big, like I want to build a relationship with Michael Jordan, some famous basketball player or whatever. But yeah, if you need help, then we can help figure out a way to help you, either help you with the process, or the other thing we do is the done for you. So people come to us and they just hand us a list of names and they're like, we want to get connected with these individuals, help us do it. And then we do it. So we can teach you how to do it. We can do it with you, or some people out there that are like, and I want to say something. I know a couple of people out there are thinking, well, that's kind of impersonal. Like, they just hand you a list of people. Yeah. No. You think of the guy that hires the perfect wedding planner for his wife's wedding. You go out and hire a really expensive wedding planner to put together the most amazing, most amazing wedding on the world or the planet. The bride isn't sitting there going, oh, this is terrible. You hired somebody to put together this amazing wedding. I don't like this. They're like, no, this is the most amazing wedding I've ever had on the planet. So the fact that you desire to connect with the individual and you're hiring someone to help you do that, there's nothing wrong with that, because we hire people all the time to help us do things that they're better at. And so, yeah, it doesn't take away the impersonalness of it. You're just going after the best. You're so important to me, and me building a relationship with you is so important that I'm going to get the best possible person to help me do that. So yeah. So reach out to me and we can talk and I can steer you in the direction that you need to go. I'd be more than happy to do that. And right now We are, I do have something I'm putting together that teaches people how to do this connection within an hour, because the win, you know, there was a guy, I know you, Dan Henry.
Yeah.
He mentioned one time that he, was out of a certain drink. And so we delivered like 20 cases of it to him within like an hour of when he mentioned it. And well, he sent me a message and goes, okay, you got my attention. So it's just, but that's the win, the why. So yeah. So reach out to me, please reach out to me, shoot me a message, and I'd be glad to see where I can steer you and help you.
Absolutely. And why to take 2 years to do something when Christopher knows how to do in not even now 2 hours, like he said 1 hour even. That's more powerful. And everybody who is have never done this thing, maybe had any limiting belief, go talk to him, definitely. And I'm personally in touch with him. We're going to plan something super cool for people who are, again, watching and listening. Go do that. And what's the one piece of advice you can share with our listeners, Christopher, before we round this up?
Everything in life. So if you think of a door and there's hinges, that the door swings on hinges. And usually there's two, maybe three hinges.
Yeah.
And until you, when you take those pins off the door and you have to take a door off for a reason, you always find out, man, this is heavy. How does this door swing on these two little pieces of metal? It's like, what? Those hinges are very key to swinging that door. And so I close by saying this to all of you that are watching. Everything in life and business swings on hinges. And those hinges are relationships. And I use the analogy of a door, because doors, we think of doors of opportunity that are opening. If you want to open up doors of opportunity in your business and in your life, I'm alive today. And I didn't share this story, but I would be dead. My wife would be a widow and my children would be fatherless if it wasn't for a relationship. And because I took the time to build a relationship with Russell Brunson, and have built a friendship with him, I met all of these other amazing people from Russell. But you think about Russell's here and all these other people that I met as a result of having that relationship with Russell. And one of those people that I met took me into his program. I used to be a 400-pound, I was a really big guy, and I had a major stroke and could have died. But because this person brought me into their coaching program, did not charge me for it, did it for free, and helped me get healthier. My body was healthier, so that when I had my stroke, I survived it. If I was big, like I was, if I was the 400-pound guy, it probably would have killed me. And so the reason I share that is doors of opportunity for me, a door swinging open to more life with my children and my wife, a door swinging up of opportunity to do a joint venture with a big influencer. Those all swing on hinges, and those hinges are relationships. And so if you want to do yourself a favor, go to the hardware store and go buy a hinge. Just buy a metal hinge at the hardware store for a couple of dollars and sit it on your desk. And every single time you walk in your desk, look at that hinge and go, I need as many of those hinges as possible, because relationships, if you want to blow open doors of opportunity in your business, get as many of those hinges and relationships as you can. And if you do, you're just going to just absolutely crush it in life and crush it in business. And my wife is alive. My wife, we found out during COVID that my wife had a brain tumor, and we were told that we weren't even going to be able to meet with doctors for 3 months. And that was a Zoom call. That was get on a Zoom and talk with a doctor. Just talk. Because of a relationship, we got into a surgeon the next day. She had surgery scheduled 2 weeks later and had this tumor that was growing in her skull removed. And that was all through a relationship. So I'm living proof that relationships are key. And those are personal experiences, and I was able to share those with you without crying, because usually sharing those, I would totally come unglued. But yeah, my closing remarks is everything in life and business swings on hinges. And those hinges are relationships. Go get as many as you can. and make it a focus. And don't get overwhelmed. If you're watching, don't get overwhelmed and think, start with a small list and just be consistent. They say consistency over time breeds success.
True.
Do 2 thank you cards a day. And then you come back to us in a month and tell us what happened in 30 days from sending 2 thank you cards a day. And I know what the answer is going to be. So I'll make a bet with you.
So deep, man. And I applaud you for doing that favor to you. Like, otherwise, we wouldn't be knowing this method now today. We wouldn't be talking here what you did. And it's impressive. And somebody, just because of the relationship, somebody did that. And now we are here spreading the message out to the world, which is really... It's gonna, even if it's going to impact one person's life, they're going to start doing it. That's going to change. We will call it as our podcast is successful. Thank you so much, man, for doing this.
You bet. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk about it. It's awesome.
You're welcome. It was, again, a pleasure and honor to have you. People who are watching, listening, again, I hope it was helpful. Christopher dropped so many gold nuggets, not even gold nuggets, diamond nuggets, and the personal part of the stories that he shared is really powerful. So do the job. Reach out to him. If you need any more information, definitely I'll be dropping the link to his Facebook to under the show notes. So reach out to him. He's, as he also said, that he'll be personally helping you or jumping on a video call with you. So that's what you need to do now next as the next step. And thank you so much for watching. We'll be coming up with another episode very soon. Till then, stay tuned. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure to visit dreamclientsecrets.com to get more information about how you can grow and scale your online business. And if you love this show, don't forget to leave me a 5-star review. And I will see you in the next episode.